Terry Emmerich, President, Emmerich International.
Basically, you move really huge stuff that no one else can move, and that's why they come to you. Tell us what you're doing Monday morning down there in Las Vegas, what you're moving down there.
Well, we're moving a nuclear vessel that came from the San Onofre nuclear plant in San Diego, California. And we've transported approximately 400 miles by rail, by the largest rail car, which our crews operated. And the move went absolutely perfect, flawless. And we went across trestles that had to be shored. And it was a very difficult, requiring, I think it was requiring bonding up to about $200 million just to travel on the Burlington Northern section that we had to travel on. And we arrived in Las Vegas. And in Las Vegas is where we transloaded from the rail car to our over-the-highway transportation system. And we've been working for probably about a week or 10 days to transload from one form of transportation to the other form, securing the load in place, and then hooking all of our trucks up. And we have four KW prime movers in the back of the load, fully weighted with a steel plate for traction. Each truck is carrying probably approximately 30-some thousand pounds of counterweight. And then on the front of the load, we have two of our prime movers, one big KW, and basically it's called the Pineapple Princess, and then one other prime mover called Double Ugly. That's a Big Mac. And so that's the entourage, and from the front of the pull truck to the back of the push truck is about the length of a football field. And it is completely loaded and flying American flags, and is going to be ready for departure Monday morning, approximately around 5 or 5:30, heading up to Utah. And everybody's very excited. Our crews have already knocked off for the day. They've been working 6 to 7 days a week to make sure this is all taken care of. We have other ones of our crews out in front, shoring up all the culverts that go under the road, which are concrete box culverts. And because of the over 2 million pounds, actually 2 million, I think 2,497,000 pounds, we have to shore up all the culverts. And our crews have been underneath those, and it's been grueling because the temperatures have been in the hundreds, I guess maybe as high as 110. And you can realize that the air temperature out there is 110. You can imagine what the pavement temperature is. And our men are crawling underneath these culverts, placing jacks, making sure the rattlesnakes and the scorpions and the tarantulas and the black widows make room so we can come under to set the shoring.
And something like this, Terry, you've been planning for a long time. Takes so much to do. You probably weren't planning to do this in 100-degree weather, right?
No, you know, the pandemic and everything else and delayed the project, and we were planning on moving when it was around 70 degrees, which would have been comfortable because this is a astronomical undertaking for our crews. Very grueling on all your manpower, and if you can just imagine the pressure and the tension on moving the largest load ever transported in the state of Nevada. Not only that, but probably the last haul for one of the largest rail car in the world, on a journey that was years in getting permits and approvals. It's quite a task, and I just have to commend our crews. And you know, a lot of these crews are from Portland, Oregon, and grew up in Clackamas, and been with us for many, many years. Some of them are second and third generation employees that have been with the company. And then we have crews from our Houston office and our Dallas office. And so it's a team effort of all the Emirates crews from all locations, including our rail car division operators that come out of Florida. And so it's a full-out company effort of all personnel on board.
And Terry, putting it into perspective for us, you know, you've got some world records moving some of the biggest stuff around the world. So, so this load specifically, this nuke you're moving this morning or Monday morning, it's the you said the biggest load moved in Nevada history?
Yes, sir. Over the highways, absolutely.
And, yep. And as far as loads for you, is this you know, one of your biggest or one of your most difficult you've done?
This is an extremely difficult move. You know, when we started and, you know, we started setting world records with the Fairmont Hotel and, heck, you know, in Portland, out in Oregon, when we moved the Corrales Railroad Depot, you know, like 480 tons back in the late 70s, we thought that was astronomical. And then we moved the Fairmont Hotel in San Antonio, Texas, that broke the Guinness Book of World Records in 1984. And had the pleasure of, you know, having such wonderful people as Brokaw announcing and the David Frost Show featured it in the Guinness Book. And you go, damn, how are we ever going to outdo this? And then to be able to do the, you know, the largest rock in the world, the last fuel cell for the space program that we took to USC, sort of a dream come true for all the people that worked so hard to develop the different techniques and type of equipment that's got the company started, always refining, always trying to come up with better ideas. And, you know, I guess we can always go on and say, what's next? And you go, dang, I don't know if we can do much better than this. But then the guys all come up with other ideas and a challenge comes up and we say, okay, we're ready for that.
Tell me, what are your thoughts on this nuke? You know, of course, it's, you know, decommissioned, but, you know, it's not just a simple house or something. It's got to be kind of fun maybe moving a nuke around, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, we got full-time 24-hour security, and they mean business. Even when we pulled in today, man, they were there in like 1 second. And because we had a rental car, I didn't drive a company truck out there. We flew in because we didn't have to go in quarantine. Now, if our people would have flown to the nuclear plant, we had to put them in 14-day quarantine before they could go onto the job site. I mean, our guys have had to work under the most adversarial conditions I've ever seen. I mean, when you go to, you know, I don't know, maybe one of our guys took a thermometer and went underneath there, but I'll bet you that those culverts could have been 120 or 140 degrees underneath there because they couldn't stay underneath there for a very long time. And we had to set jacks and shore it up. And today we're getting sandblasted. The winds have been blowing like 50 miles an hour with sand. I wasn't really counting on repainting all my equipment, but at least I won't have to have them sandblasted.
Amen. Terry, thank you so much for a minute of your time with the folks back home here in Portland. I know you guys are real busy down there.
Well, what we look forward to is completing this successfully and entering this in the hauling job of the year, and we'll proudly fly the American flag because we have pride in our country, unlike a lot of people that don't have pride and don't want to be Americans. And we intend to bring back the record to America.